Hey, I do this stuff for a living. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Hi, this is the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 242. Today we begin the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm chapter 119. There are 176 verses in this chapter, and we'll be reading the first 88 verses. This book is divided up into 22 sections, one for each letter in the Hebrew alphabet. As it turns out, verse 88, which we're going to today, as I just said, is halfway through the chapter. And it's the end of the 11th division in this chapter, which is the 11th division, corresponding to the 11th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the letter Kaf. So, enough background. Are you ready to start? Here we go. Psalms chapter 119, Aleph. How blessed are those whose actions are blameless, who obey the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe His rules and seek Him with all their heart, who, moreover, do no wrong but follow in His footsteps. You demand that your precepts be carefully kept. If only I were predisposed to keep your statutes, then I would not be ashamed if I were focused on all your commands. I will give you sincere thanks when I learn your just regulations. I will keep your statutes. Do not completely abandon me. Bet. How can a young person maintain a pure life? By guarding it according to your instructions. With all my heart I seek you. Do not allow me to stray from your commands. In my heart I store up your words, so I might not sin against you. You deserve praise, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I proclaim all the regulations you have revealed. I rejoice in the lifestyle prescribed by your rules as if they were riches of all kinds. I will meditate on your precepts and focus on your behavior. I find delight in your statutes. I do not forget your instructions. Gimel. Be kind to your servant, then I will live and keep your instructions. Open my eyes so I can truly see the marvelous things in your law. I am like a foreigner in this land. Do not hide your commands from me. I desperately long to know your regulations at all times. You reprimand arrogant people. Those who stray from your commands are doomed. Spare me shame and humiliation, for I observe your rules. Though rulers plot and slander me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Yes, I find delight in your rules. They give me guidance. Dalet. I collapse in the dirt. Revive me with your word. I told you about my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Help me to understand what your precepts mean. Then I can meditate on your marvelous teachings. I collapse from grief. Sustain me by your word. Remove me from the path of deceit. Graciously give me your law. I choose the path of faithfulness. I am committed to your regulations. I hold fast to your rules. O Lord, do not let me be ashamed. I run along the path of your commands, for you enable me to do so. Hey. Teach me, O Lord, the lifestyle prescribed by your statutes, so that I might observe it continually. Give me understanding, so that I might observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Guide me in the path of your commands, for I delight to walk in it. Give me a desire for your rules, rather than for wealth gained unjustly. Turn my eyes away from what is worthless. Revive me with your word. Confirm to your servant your promise, which you made to the one who honors you. Take away the insults that I dread. Indeed, your regulations are good. Look, I long for your precepts. Revive me with your deliverance. Vav. May I experience your loyal love, O Lord, and your deliverance as you promised. Then I will have a reply for the one who insults me, for I trust in your word. Do not completely deprive me of a truthful testimony, for I await your justice. Then I will keep your law continually now and for all time. I will be secure, for I seek your precepts. I will speak about your regulations before kings and not be ashamed. I will find delight in your commands, which I love. I will lift my hands to your commands, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Zion. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. This is what comforts me in my trouble, for your promise revives me. Arrogant people do nothing but scoff at me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remember your ancient regulations, O Lord, and console myself. Rage takes hold of me because of the wicked, those who reject your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house where I live. I remember your name during the night, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice, for I observe your precepts. Chet. The Lord is my source of security. I have determined to follow your instructions. I seek your favor with all my heart. Have mercy on me as you promised. I consider my actions and follow your rules. I keep your commands eagerly and without delay. The ropes of the wicked tighten around me, but I do not forget your law. In the middle of the night, I arise to thank you for your just regulations. I am a friend to all your loyal followers and to those who keep your precepts. O Lord, your loyal love fills the earth. Teach me your statutes. Tath, you are good to your servant, O Lord, just as you promised. Teach me proper discernment and understanding, for I consider your commands to be reliable. Before I was afflicted, I used to stray off, but now I keep your instructions. You are good and you do good. Teach me your statutes. Arrogant people smear my reputation with lies, but I observe your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are calloused, but I find delight in your law. It was good for me to suffer, so that I might learn your statutes. The law you have revealed is more important to me than thousands of pieces of gold or silver. Yod. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding so that I might learn your commands. Your loyal followers will be glad when they see me, for I find hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your regulations are just. You disciplined me because of your faithful devotion to me. May your loyal love console me, as you promised your servant. May I experience your compassion so I might live, for I find delight in your law. May the arrogant be humiliated, for they have slandered me, but I meditate on your precepts. May your loyal followers turn to me, those who know your rules. May I be fully committed to your statutes so that I might not be ashamed. Kaf. I desperately long for your deliverance. I find hope in your word. My eyes grow tired as I wait for your promise to be fulfilled. I say, when will you comfort me? For I am like a wineskin dried up in smoke. I do not forget your statutes. How long must your servant endure this? When will you judge those who pursue me? The arrogant dig pits to trap me, which violates your law. All your commands are reliable. I am pursued without reason. Help me! They have almost destroyed me here on the earth, but I do not reject your precepts. Revive me with your loyal love, that I might keep the rules you have revealed. How many of us can say that we love the law of God? Lots of us focus on His grace and not so much the law. It seems as if we've forgotten the value of the law. One thing we have to remember is that Jesus said that He came to fulfill the law, not to do away with it. So it's good to know the law, and yes, even love the law. Well, tomorrow when you come back, we'll finish the chapter and then move right on to complete Psalms in subsequent days. So I'll see you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.